And this is Tate Servance with your news for the hour. I'm coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. And a notice has gone out from Cass City Public Schools and Cass City Police Department, writing to make families aware of a product that is becoming more visible in local stores and online, Mitra 9 canned Kratom beverages. And although we have previously shared broader information about Kratom, today's message focuses specifically on the canned Kratom beverages that are becoming more visible in retail stores. Mitra 9 is a ready-to-drink beverage that contains Kratom extract. It is often marketed as a plant-based kava and Kratom drink and is sold in brightly colored cans that closely resemble energy drinks or flavored sparkling beverages. These products may be found in gas stations, convenience stores, vape shops, and online retailers. Some products clearly list Kratom extract or Mitra G9 on the ingredient panel. Others may emphasize 7-hydroxymitragenine, often abbreviated as 7-OH, instead of using the word Kratom. 7-OH is a potent compound naturally found in Kratom. Even if the word Kratom is not clearly displayed on the front of the can, the beverage may still contain active Kratom compounds that can affect the brain. Because these cans resemble common energy drinks, students may not immediately recognize that they contain psychoactive ingredients. These drinks contain active Kratom compounds that act on brain receptors similar to opioids. Reported side effects may include nausea, drowsiness, agitation, increased heart rate, dizziness, and impaired judgment. And in some cases, dependence with repeated use. As previously shared, combining Kratom with alcohol significantly increases risk and can lead to dangerous respiratory depression. These products are not regulated in the same way as FDA-approved medications, meaning potency and ingredient consistency can vary. The presentation and flavoring can make these beverages appear harmless or comparable to a typical energy drink. However, they are not simply caffeine products. Brightly colored cans labeled Kratom Kava 7-OH Mitragene or Botanical Extract are to be watched out for. Marketing claims related to relaxation, mood enhancement, or energy. Make sure to watch out for changes in sleeping patterns, alertness, mood, or coordination. And ask your student about unfamiliar drinks or supplements they may encounter. Reinforce that legal or plant-based does not automatically mean safe. Emphasize that mixing any substance with alcohol increases risk. And in an emergency, call 911 immediately if someone is unresponsive or having difficulty breathing. Our purpose in sharing this information is awareness and prevention. We appreciate your partnership in helping students make informed and safe choices. If you have questions or concerns, you can always contact our office, and we are here to support you. And that was sent out by Student Resource Officer Ashley Coleman of Cass City Police Department, Cass City Schools. And just a reminder that Michigan's law requires all dogs 4 months or older to be licensed in the county in which the owner resides. The only way to get a license is by showing proof the dog has been vaccinated against rabies. February is the general time when counties sell a license for dogs. The cost varies from county to county in the Thumb, as well as the cost by gender. There is a price for dogs that are neutered and for those that are spayed as a way to help control unwanted puppies, as well as a cost for male, female, and senior dogs. To find out more, you can contact your county treasurer's office. And if you're looking to add a beautiful pup to your home, Candy is an adult female Jack Russell Terrier mix found in Elkton, Michigan. She is small with a short coat, house-trained, and noted for being gentle, loving, friendly, and quiet. According to the provided information, she is good at home with other dogs, cats, and children. This breed is small, typically weighing 13 to 17 pounds. and standing 10 to 14 inches tall. Jack Russell Terriers are known for boundless energy, friendliness, and a big personality. While purebred Jack Russells, my apologies, may not always get along with cats, mixes with gentler temperaments like this listing can do well with other pets and children. They require regular grooming and benefit from daily walks or active play. The described dog is gentle and quiet, making her a good fit for families with children or other pets. Her house-trained status means she can transition smoothly into a new home environment. And despite their reputation for being vocal, this mix may be quieter and less excitable based on her described characteristics. Jack Russell Terrier mixes can thrive in homes with a fenced yard for exercise, but their small size also fits apartment living as long as they get enough activity. Adoption costs may be lower than purchasing from a breeder, and adoption often covers veterinary care and vaccinations. This adult female mix in Elkton seems like an excellent fit for households seeking an affectionate, gentle, and adaptable small dog. And that was your news for this hour. And you can always go to thumbnet.net anytime, anywhere for more news, weather, obituaries, and cancellation.